throughout media history, we've been presented with all types of stories and characters that have shown us on the big screen or the small screen what friendship is all about. We long for these relationships, right? Because we see how great they are on TV or in the movies, and we just can't wait to have a friend like that. There are so many different friends on the TV screen or the movie screen. Maybe you've heard of or seen some of these friends. Maybe you've heard of Sam and Frodo. Anybody heard of Sam and Frodo? Okay, all right. More people than the 9 o'clock. There was like 8 people there. All right, well, maybe you know these friends. Issa and Molly. Anybody know Issa and Molly? Insecure? Okay, all right. Maybe you know my favorite 4 friends. Yeah, the Golden Girls, right? Sophia, Dorothy, Blanche, and Rose. My favorite show growing up. I probably shouldn't have been watching that as a kid growing up in the 80s, but I did. Or maybe you are a Parks and Rec fan and you know the friendship between Leslie and Anne. Or do you know these friends from the Office, Jim and Dwight? All right. Some people know. Sad news. There was a TV show called Friends. I never watched it. I don't know. Maybe you all watched it. But on this TV show, Matt, his name on the show was Chandler. He passed away yesterday. Matthew Perry. So sad news about that. But as it comes to the show, I'm sorry, I never watched it. But as I did my research, I found out that this show, it stole everything on its show. They didn't come up with any original ideas. They stole the show from another TV show called Living Single. Anybody know Living Single with Khadijah, Max, Regine, and Sinclair? I mean, they even stole, like, literal lines from the characters and, like, restated it. It's a whole lot of that comparison on YouTube if you want to check it out. But I do believe that many of the long-term, deep relationships and friendships that we've seen on television and in the movies come in animated form. We've seen some really deep friendships that we could aspire to have between SpongeBob and Patrick. All right, there you go. Some people know. All right, some people know about the depth of relationship between Shrek and Donkey. Or maybe you know Timon and Pumbaa, friends that will never separate from each other. Always looking out for one another. But I have to say, the greatest animated friendship in history that I've ever seen, I've ever been exposed to, and you can argue with me if you want, is between Woody and Buzz Lightyear. No, come on, you got a friend in me. Toy Story. Great friendship movies. You see, we all need friends. The Bible even tells us that we need friends. In Genesis chapter 2, verse 18, God says that it's not good for us to be alone, that we need someone who gets us. We need someone who loves us. We need someone who likes to be around us in our lives. Each one of us needs a friend. How much you grow and how far you go in this life is impacted greatly by who you know and who you surround yourself with. Friendships are essential to our growth. Friendships are essential to our progress and our progress, right? Friendships, right, contribute to us being our best selves, but friendships can also contribute to our downfall. If we don't surround ourselves with the right friends, they could take us down with them. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 33 says, "Do not be misled. Bad company corrupts good character. You see, it doesn't matter how much your pastor pours into you. It doesn't matter how much your children's pastor, your youth pastor, your mom and dad, your uncle and aunt, your family members pour positivity into your life. If you choose to surround yourself with the wrong crowd, all of that can go to waste. The wrong people can take you away from what you have been taught. Do not be misled, Paul says in this letter. It's so easy for us to be misled in this day and age. You see, there's an old saying that says, seeing is believing. Has anybody ever heard it? Seeing is believing. Well, that has not been true for decades now. Seeing is not believing. With social media and with AI, Allen Iverson, artificial intelligence, seeing certainly is not believing. Let me let you see a pair of people. One of these people is an actual person. It's an actual person up there. And one of these pictures is of an artificial intelligence generated face. Can you tell which one is real and which one is the fake? I'll give you 5 seconds for you to make a choice. 4, 3, 2, 1. Is it the child? How many people say the child is the real? The child is the real. Child is the real. Okay, all right, all right. How many people say the man is the real? Okay, all right, all right. All right, drum roll, please. Edward, where are you, brother? Who's the real one, Mike? The man. Some of y'all got it right. Some of you got it right. That child is AI generated. That is not a real person. But some of you were fooled. You were fooled, right? Because sometimes it is absolutely difficult for us to differentiate between real and fake online. But it's also difficult for us to differentiate between real and fake in real life, especially when it comes to who's a real friend and who's a fake friend. So, I believe that we need to learn how to identify real friends. How do we identify who those real friends are and who the fake friends are? Well, I believe we have a video that will show us and teach us a valuable biblical lesson about who your real friends are. So would you take a moment and turn your attention to the side screens as we see this biblically based video.
Find your favorite chair, because I've got the popcorn.
I've got the bubble juice.
And I've got the
cocktail wieners.
This calls for a toast.
Us, the three bestest bugs in the whole wide. What's with the roller skates, Goofy?
Funny you should ask, Mick. You see...
Goofy? Stay calm, Donald. Just stay calm. We have to stay calm, Dad!
It'll be okay, Mickey. Nobody knows Goofy better than us.
His two bestest buds? We'll just put our pal back together. This little piggy had roast beef.
Boing, 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 boing.
Quick, Donald, grab him! Boing, 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 boing,
boing. I think we're gonna need some help.
Donald, look! We can use this picture to see how his parts go back together.
Oh.
only we could go back and stop this from happening in the first place. That's it!
What's it?
This! It's working! Goofy's going back together the same way he came apart!
That sounds absolutely...
Goofy!
Cocktail wieners!
What's with the roller skates, Goofy?
Funny you should ask, Mick. You see... My unicycle's in the shop.
Aw, Goofy! You're the bestest bud two friends could ever have.
Y'all ain't so bad yourselves.
What a wonderful story of friendship. What a wonderful story. You see, we need to, I believe, in 2023, we need a way, a pathway, some points on how we can identify who's a real friend and who is not. And I believe that the Bible, right, the Bible is the word of God, that he gives us a criteria for real friendships right here in the scripture. Anything that we face in our lives, we can find a solution or a path forward by reading his holy word. And so I believe that there are three things that we can point out, that we can identify, that the Bible identifies to help us to identify who's a real friend and who's a fake friend. The first thing that we find in the scriptures is that a real friend will tell you the truth. Proverbs chapter 27, verse number 6 reads, "Wounds from a friend can be trusted, but an enemy multiplies kisses." You see, a friend is not afraid to tell you the truth, even if that truth stings a little. Because your friend wants to tell you what's real, wants to tell you the truth, because they care about you. They want you to be your best self. They want you to achieve your dreams. They want you to go to higher heights and deeper depths. They don't want you to fall short and fall behind. A friend loves you so much that they don't want to see you stagnant. They want to see you progress. They want to see you whole. They want to see you healthy. A friend loves you. A friend is for you. Watch this. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 15 says that a friend speaks the truth in love. You see, a friend will tell you the truth, but it's all about the packaging. You ever had somebody tell you the truth and they weren't looking out for your best interest? Well, I told them the truth. I told them about themselves. Yeah, but did you say it in love? Did you say the truth to a person in a way that was going to lift them up? Or did you say the truth to them in a way that will tear them down? Did you tell them the truth, or did you tell the truth to somebody else about them? Oh, there's a whole lot of that going on, right? If somebody will tell your truth to somebody else behind your back, that's not a friend. That's called a gossip. And God is not too pleased with gossips. You can read that in Romans chapter 1. Listen, a gossip will tell your business to somebody else. A gossip will come to you and tell you somebody else's business negatively, even if it's the truth, but they say it to you to tear a person down. Stay away from gossips. True friends don't tear down. They're friends. So you'll know a true friend because they'll tell you the truth in love. Second thing that we want to point out is that a real friend is available during the bad times. A real friend is available during bad and hard times. Proverbs chapter 25. Verse number 19 reads, "Like a broken tooth or a lame foot is reliance on the unfaithful in a time of trouble." Have you ever had a bad tooth? Oh, man, worst pain in life. I never bore a child, so I can't speak to that. I apologize. In my life, right? You had a bad tooth, you got a bad day, you got a bad week. You're going to go to the doctor and say, give me all the medication, right? You're going to pray to God, just take me home right now. You ever bit into an apple with a bad tooth or bit anything with some that's hard? Oh, my soul. Yes, ouch. You can't rely on that tooth. You ever had a broken foot or a bad leg, broken leg? So you ever sprained your ankle? And you ever try to put your weight on that ankle? You falleth to the floor. In my best King James, you will not have a good day if you try and rely upon that which is bad. And some of us have friends in our lives that we call friends, but when the going gets tough, they're nowhere to be found. They are unreliable, this scripture is saying. That there are some people in your life that when you have a bad day, when you need somebody to support you, when you need somebody to give you a call and encourage you, when you need some money in your pocket, you need some help, you need somebody to hold your hand because you're going through sickness and disease and trials and tribulation, and they say, well, just call me when you get yourself together. That is not a friend. A real friend will be there when you get in trouble. A real friend will be there when your bank account is on zero. A real friend will be there when you're going through tough times. A real friend will be there and will hang out with you in the darkness of your life until the sun comes up in your life. How do you tell between a true friend and a real friend? Because a real friend will be there in the bad times. When things fell apart for Goofy, Mickey and Donald could have run away. They could have said, you know what, Goofy, you're stressing me out. I'm overwhelmed right now. When you get yourself together, call me. No, Donald said it in the episode. Go back and watch it. It's on YouTube, too. You can see it. Donald said, no, when Mickey was panicking, we are his friends. So we're the best ones to help him. You see, the Bible tells us in Proverbs chapter 18, verse number 24, that a friend will stick closer than a sibling. A friend will stick with you even when your family's not around. That's when you know you got a real friend. Somebody who's there for you when you're down on your luck. Somebody who's there for you when you're feeling low. Somebody who will lift you up, will give you a good word, who will speak life into you. Proverbs 17:17 also says, a friend loves, not on Sunday, at all times, in the good and the bad, in the ups and the downs. A friend is there for you because they are for you. A friend is not around you because of how much money you have in your pocket. A friend is not around you because of what you can do for them. A friend is not around you because of what you are for or what you are against. A friend is for you. You got to understand. There are some people in your life that are just against what you're against or for what you are for, and they only hang around because you are in that position or in that particular position. And watch this, when things change, so does the relationship. God said a friend loves at all times. Do you have a friend in your life? The final thing that we point out in the text today is that a real friend, a true friend, encourages you to grow. Real friends do that for you. That's what we read in 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5. Verse 11 reads this way, therefore, encourage one another and build each other up just as in fact you are doing. See, real friends, encourage one another. Real friends want the best for you, and they will tell you that. They will let you know that they want the best for you. They don't hide the fact that they are in your corner, that they are for you, that they love you, that they care about you, that they like being around you. That's a real friend. A real friend will cheer you on when you're facing a challenge. A real friend will celebrate with you when you get that new car or new house or that promotion that you've been going for. They don't get jealous and sit back and, who does he think he is? That's not a friend. A friend celebrates and praises God that you are advancing in life. A friend praises God that you fulfilled your dream, that you got that promotion, that you're moving forward in your life, that you no longer do what you used to do, that you're making progress in life. A friend is there celebrating with you. A friend encourages. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 13 says, encourage one another every other week. Daily, if we are followers, believers in Jesus Christ, we ought to be the chief encouragers in this city. We ought to be the ones reaching out to people and giving them a good word. We ought to be the ones full of positivity, reaching out to our friends and letting them know how much they are loved and appreciated, how much we are in their corner and we support them. We ought to be the sources of encouragement. So I got an activity for you. Yeah. If you came in today and you grab one of these coloring sheets, you see Goofy right there? Or you grab one of the blank puzzle pieces, what I'd like for you to do is to start coloring this in. They were crayons, color pens, whatever. And what I want you to do is I want you to write an encouraging message for a friend in the blank space. Right? Something encouraging, something that will lift a friend up. And then what I want you to do this week is to give this to that friend. Show that friend that you care about them, that you were thinking about them on a Sunday morning, that they were on your mind, that you are there for them, you support them, and you just were thinking about them so much that you colored a picture for them. Now, those of you who are looking at me kind of crazy, like, I'm not coloring a goofy picture. I'm grown. Well, I got something for the grown folk. Pull out your phone. You got a phone. You got a mobile device. 98% of the population have an iPhone or a dreaded Android. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm supposed to be your friend. Friends apologize. So I apologize to all the Android users because you use an Android. I'm sorry. That's a terrible apology. I apologize for that terrible apology. I can't do all this apologizing. This is being recorded. Anyway, would you open your messages app? And this is for everybody right now. If you have a mobile device, pull it out right now. Don't leave here without doing this. Grab your mobile device, your cell phone, your and go to the text message and find a friend. Type in that friend's name. And what I want you to do is write them an encouraging message right now. If you can't think of something to tell them, if you can't think of something to write to them, we're going to put something right up on the screen, something up there that will inspire you. Do we have the slide? Encouraging, it's 10 encouraging messages. Yay! Encouraging word, thank you. These are just 10 things that were on the top of my mind that I want to use to inspire you. Send one of those messages, or listen, if you are a friend, you know what's going on in your friend's life. Say something positive. Say something productive. Say something encouraging to them over the text message and push send right now. Because watch, it's about 100, maybe 150 people in this room right now. If we had 150 positive, encouraging text messages to go out of this room to hit 150 people. And watch this. And then they are so inspired and encouraged that they pull up their phone and they send a text message to another 150 people. Can you imagine? Can you see the waves of possibility that are flowing throughout our city? We ought to be the source of positivity. We ought to be the source of light that reflects Jesus Christ in our city. And this is one way we can show the world that we love them. Be positive and encouraging. Good friends reflect the character of Jesus, and they encourage us to do the same. You see, God created us for friendship. We have this need for connection that is deeply ingrained in each one of us. All of us have it because God created us with this. And that should drive us to grow, learn, get closer to, and love and care for others. You see, friends, real friends, are gifts from God to inform us that we are not living this life alone, that there's somebody who loves and appreciates us on this journey called life. True friends tell us the truth, even when that truth hurts. Real friends stick with us in the good times and the bad, through the positive and the negative, because they are there for you, not what you can do. Real friends encourage one another to grow, to be their best selves, to achieve their highest heights, to work toward their dreams, to move toward their goals, to be all that God has created you to be. They don't sit silent and let you fall to destruction. They give you a good word to lift you up, not tear you down. Friends celebrate you, and they celebrate your victories with you. They are never jealous and envious because of your accomplishment, because a friend loves you. That's how you know a real friend versus a fake friend. But there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. There's a real friend who has taught us what true friendship actually looks like, what a real friend acts like, how a real friend acts around their other friends. And his name is Jesus Christ. Jesus gave us the definition of friendship in John chapter 15, starting at verse number 13. He says that greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends. Jesus is the best example of a friend that we will ever have. And if you want to be a true friend, I would encourage you to follow Jesus' example. Learn Jesus' life, learn his lifestyle and how he approached people, how he cared for people, how he loved people. And that is a great example of us and for us and how we can be better friends. You know, Proverbs chapter 18, verse 24 in the New King James Version says it this way: one who has friends must themselves be friendly. If you don't have friends, or you wondering why you're not a friend, watch this, or wondering how to be a friend, I encourage you to do this. Be a friend. Because God says in Luke chapter 6, verse 38, give and it will be given back to you. If you are a real friend, guess what? God will send you real friends. You invest real friendship, God will give you real friendship. Reflect the character of Jesus in your relationships and watch him give it right back to you. Jesus is inviting you today to be a friend of his, to come closer to him in friendship. And the closer you come to him in friendship, the better your friendships horizontally will be. He teaches us how to be that friend that sticks closer to a brother. He teaches us how to be a friend that loves at all times. Worship team, y'all can come forward. The question is, do you want to be a real friend? Jesus is inviting you closer to him. I'm going to ask you to take a next step with me this week. Number one, if you have a goofy picture, color it in, write an encouraging message, and give it to a friend. But if you didn't fill out a goofy picture, I'm going to ask you to do this. Ask one friend this week, how can I be a better friend? And take it to heart what they say. Because all of us can improve in our friendship. Watch this. If they say, oh no, you're the best friend in the world, don't believe them. They're lying. Because all of us have room to improve. A friend tells you the truth. And if they don't tell you the truth, say, listen, just look at my life, look at our friendship, and let me know how I can be a better friend to you. And let God speak to you in that moment. Listen to what God has to say. If you're willing to ask that question this week, I'm going to ask you to grab that connect card that you started filling out earlier. And at the bottom where it says my next step, I want you to write the word yes. Yes, I'm going to ask that question this week. I see a whole lot of y'all not writing. So y'all saying I'm not asking anybody that question. I'll just be Minnesota nice. Leave that behind. God wants you to have real friends. And he wants you to be a real friend. Take the hard steps and do the hard work. And let God move and build through you.